All right, good morning. It's 7:26 a.m. on Thursday, August the 15th, 2019. It's going to be a sneezy morning, Alfred. I don't know quite what the story is here, but I just got hit by about six solid sneezes in a row out of the clear blue sky. So now my nose is running. I'm sniffing like a steam engine. But I'm out, I'm walking. Here we go, I got out a little later this morning. And not because I overslept this morning, but because yesterday was, or last night, this morning, early 2 a.m., was the 15th, when I sent out my course corrections for August 2019. And I had a lot of replies I need to make. Beautiful morning. It is gorgeous out here. It is lovely, lovely, lovely. It's a beautiful bluebird day. Absolutely clear blue sky. It's a little humid. There's a definite fall off in the scale of the dark blue overhead to the paler robin's egg blue around the edges. But it's a clear sky. Ambient's comfy. It's about 60. Sun is hot. It's really burning in this morning. I got quite a sweat going because of the sun shining on my back for that last half mile. Anyway, I have a handkerchief in my coat, in each of my coat pockets, the coat pockets that are still hanging in my closet at home. Sorry about that. So yesterday I began the process of analyzing the first draft to go through and find the places where I need to beef up plot lines, to reinforce themes, to straighten out as much as I can continuity errors. There's a bunch of them. And it's large part because I took whole hunks of the text and moved them from the end to the beginning, from the beginning to the end. And tried to keep 20 odd stanniers of timeline straight while shuffling whole hunks is, it has never been my strong suit. It's another book that I had that problem with. I think it was Double Share. Good morning. Let's get this back in session. I noticed yesterday the traffic lights, school zone traffic lights, were blinking. And there's just a big whole herd of kids in backpacks, middle schoolers, apparently. Not middle schoolers, elementary school students. About eight of them in a pack with an adult leading the charge down the sidewalk. Sound you hear is a compressor. This roofer's working on a roof right here in this house. It's a lot of traffic noise this morning. I don't know if I'm just more sensitive to it or what, but as I walk along West 20th with It was pretty loud. My thighs are beginning to complain. I'm not sure what that means. After all this time, to have my thighs start complaining. Part of it is probably that I've boosted the beat count up to 122, and I've been doing 3.5 miles an hour in the evening instead of 3. So it just may be that I did that a while ago, though. That was at least a couple of weeks ago, for Christ's sake. Three cars, all trying to drive while I'm trying to walk. Come on, people. Get with the program. Leave a few minutes earlier next time. Yeah, that's me, not them. I seem to be in a good mood this morning. I'm not exactly sure why. There's a lot of crap rolling around, except for stuff I can't talk about because I'm on the board and confidentiality, etc. So if I go suddenly silent, it may be because I'm caught in some sort of political fugue state in my brain. It's unlikely. It's just Sifu is. Sifu is Sifu. We'll do what we do. I'm quiet because I'm watching all the traffic. I'm trying to cross the street here without getting run over. What are we going to talk about today? No. I completely spaced out. I put it in my bullet journal first thing, so I knew it was something I was supposed to do. But I completely spaced out that yesterday was the 14th. It was a Wednesday, so I had a SIFA call in the afternoon. It's pretty well termed. It's our weekly budget accounting call. And I had to be clarified on a few things from the comptroller about how we have to file our taxes because of the way we're doing our accounting now, et cetera. So I'm expecting to see a packet that I need to mail. I need to sign on the appropriate dotted lines and mail off to various tax agencies to do the final bit of accounting adjustments because we've changed our fiscal year. Like anybody here cares about what SIFA's fiscal year is, but whatever. That post really is a long way off. I wonder if they changed it recently. I'm coming up on the mug post here. It's about 20 yards ahead of me, 15 yards. If that moves that, don't see any instance that it might have been, but I don't know. At the monk pole, get ready, stay with me. Monk post, okay. Moving along. I stopped to look at the dirt to see if the rocks had been disturbed or anything. I didn't see anything. It could have been that way all along. I'm just not observant enough to notice that what I thought to be equally spaced poles were not, in fact, equally spaced poles. Although I have a picture of it. Welcome to my brain. a phenomenon sometimes called popcorn kittens, where ideas surface, pop up in the air for a few minutes, tackling their brothers and sisters on the way down, only to be replaced by a different kitten popping up. Ready to play. So, good morning, hello. Jesus. Ah, I can't tell you. Having first draft of South Coast. Done. I need to get the second draft out because it's not... While the story itself is complete, while the pieces are all there, there's still shimming up that has to do. Smoothing I need to work on. But I've got enough of the story there now that it's not going to be any more... Oh, I've got to rewrite this whole book. It's just... Okay, I got to figure out a way to make this guy look a little worse and this woman look a little better. I need to foreshadow a little more, establish characterization a little stronger earlier. But now I know where it has to go because I know. And it's somebody, I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Chuck Wendigan. It might have been Neil Gaiman. I'm not sure. Writers are time travelers. Now, we don't get to do it in the real world, but we get to do it in our fiction. We get to do it in our books, in our stories. So, you get to the end of the story and you think, oh, well, I really needed to have a key. This guy needed a key to open this door at the end of the book. So I need to make sure he has the key before he gets here. And I want to make it so that nobody really notices the key when he's picking it up. And they have an opportunity to forget about the key until it's needed. So we go back in time to earlier parts of the story and we make sure that the key is in the right place for the guy to find. Or that it's placed under the rock that the guy kicks and finds it, or whatever, however the thing's supposed to go, I don't know, whatever. Now, the book I recommended this month for the newsletter was Engdahl's Flame series. Sylvia Engdahl, D-A-E-N-G-D-A-H-L. I've been reading the duology. If you give me a free sample of a box set, I'm going to take the free sample of the box set. And because it's going to give me a better sample of the writing for the first book anyway. If it's a long box set, it might give me the whole first book. So, yeah, it's the, I don't know, Flame Rising or something. It's the one Sylvia recommended to me. God, I used to have a little pug dog. I haven't seen him in a long time. Good morning. How you going?
Great, how are you?
Yeah, hanging in. I keep getting up every morning. Old guys gotta stick together. So yeah, that was that. I let people know about the pronunciation guide for the Smuggler's Tales. Those books are going to be coming out. It's closer now than it was last month. And I warned people that while I am going to go back to the deep dark, I'm going to write something else for a while. Maybe it shows up. Maybe it sounds it. Maybe you can hear it in my voice. But I'm really excited about getting into. Tanan Ibn al-Kayyat and his adventures amongst the second writers, more. The guy and the goat. He's picking up the trash to park here. Oh, look, the clouds coming. Wow. That was fast. There's a band of clouds that I didn't see. I may have actually taken a picture of them. But when I was looking around to look at the sky this morning when I posted my picture, it looked really clear. Now there's a whole thick band of mid-level clouds. Breeze coming up. I wonder if it's because the atmosphere is changing energy levels because the sun is shining on it again. Interesting. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.